Okay. Ready? Okay, for tonight's shiur for Parshas Yisro, I want to do something that's a little bit different, maybe, than we usually do. Explore a subject that everybody's sort of vaguely familiar with. It certainly has come across in shul, but maybe not so well steeped in what's behind it. I brought the chumashim to the table. I think it would be helpful if you can see inside the chumash. Of course, in Parshas Yisro, the most important event that we have described is the giving of the Aseres HaDibros, Mount Har Sinai. So if you open up for a second the page in the article, Chumashim, it's page 406. And our point of departure is the idea that, I just noticed now, an asterisk here, on page 406, it's in Parakof Pasuk Beis, which is the first Pasuk that starts the Dibros. It says, Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeichem Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Abadim. That refers to the Dibros. So the asterisk directs you to the side, and it says, B'tzibur Korin B'tam HaElyon Timtza Bamud 415. Okay, go flip to page 415, and you can just keep them in two places. You have page 406, that's where we started. On the side, it tells you, oh, they don't have any yours? Not every one of my. Oh, how do you like that? My edition has an asterisk. Okay. Do they have, is that on page 4? Yeah, they different chumash. Is there on page 415? Is there a?
We have a box.
They have a box on the bottom. Oh, okay. They're different. I guess we got all the same clues. Doesn't help. No, but.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, page 415. Okay. Anyway, some old. What this is all about is the following. I think we know there are two sets of Tamei Hamikra, what we call more popularly by the Yiddish term the trop, or in English I think it's called the cantillation. The trop that is used, so there are two different sets of trop for the Psukim of the Aseres HaDibros. There are what is referred to popularly as the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. So what you have over here is as follows. Here again, in this Chumash that I have, some Chumashim, I think the older Chumashim, when I was younger, the older Chumashim have both. You know, you look in the Chumash and you open up the Aseres HaDibros and it'll have both sets of trop on all the words of the Aseres HaDibros. Now I think many Chumash and many Tikkunim printed one way in the actual text, and they tell you, like it does over here, to look later on in the back of the Sefer, in the back of the Chumash, and it prints the other Tam. So let's try to understand, first of all, what is the difference between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton? So if you see, just looking at the Psukim, and you just look at the signs, even if you're not about Balkari, but you can see with your own eyes, and page 406 in Pasuk Beis, Anoche Hashem Elokecha, just look at those three words, the signs that are on Anoche Hashem Elokecha there are not the same as the signs on Anoche Hashem Elokecha on page 415. They're different signs, and hence is different tune read by the person who's laning the Aseres HaDibros. And, you know, so too throughout. Sometimes it is the same, sometimes it isn't. More than just the signs, if you take a look, for example, back in the original source, so on page 408 this time, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Lo ye lecho Elohim acharim al ponoi, there's a komatz under the nun, on top of page 408, the top line, there's a komatz under the nun at the end of the Pasuk, al ponoi, and on page 415 in the so-called Tam Elyon, it says on the second, that's the beginning of the second line, Lo ye Elohim acharim al ponai, there is a patach under the nun. And another difference, if you take a look again in the original presentation, it says HaDibros on page 410 now, Pasuk Yud Gimel, you'll see Lo Sir Tzach, for example, right? Lo Sir Tzach. But towards the bottom of the page on 415, it's the third to last line towards the end, it says Lo Tir Tzach. There's a difference, there's a dogesh in the tough in one place, and there's not a dogesh in the tough in the other place. And also there's a komatz at the end here and a patach at the end here. I'm just sure those are not the only differences. Those are some of the differences. So what we have is what's known as the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. What's it all about exactly? Like I said, it's some of the old Siddurim. I remember some of the old Chumashim has both written in both, but I don't know how exactly they do it with the Dogesh anymore. You can't print it or not print it. But that's how it's done. So what exactly is this all about? So, as far as I know, anyway, the earliest source that deals with it that I was able to find, but that doesn't mean there aren't earlier sources, but that I was able to find is the Chizkuni. And the Chizkuni is a comment on a Chumash, which is from the Rishonim, one of the Rishonim, at the time of the Balei HaTosis. He's a somewhat younger contemporary of the Ramban, one of the 1200s. So the Chizkuni, in commenting on our Sedjan, Parshas Yisro, Perek Chof, Posig Yudalad, writes as follows, Yesh Berov HaDibros Shtei Neginos. By most of the Aseret HaDibros, there are two cantillations, two trumps, two tunes, two signs. Why? Lulame, to teach, and this is his opinion, Sheba Atzeres, that on Shavuos, Chazal referred to, whenever Chazal speak about Atzeres, they mean the Yontem of Shavuos, not Shmini Atzeres. Well, there's a common denominator. Shmini Atzeres is the end of Sukkot, and the Shavuos is the end of Pesach, in the sense that Pesach and Shavuos are linked up by the Sphira. I always like to point that Ramban in Parashas Emor mentions that in a certain sense, the Sphira between Pesach and Shavuos is like one long Chalamoid. I teach that to the boys in Yeshiva, says, should I have off then? But anyway, so that's what they call Atzeres. So it says, Yesh Barov Adibro Shtei Neginos Lamed Sheba Atzeres Shehu Dugmas Matan Torah, when it comes to Shavuos. And this is the laning for Shavuos. The second half of Parashas Yisro, the Atzeres Adibros, is quite appropriately the laning for Shavuos, or by us, it's the first day of Shavuos. A lot of people may be sleepy, but it is, you know, they haven't been up all night if we follow that meaning, but it's Shavuos. It's the laning for Shavuos. So the Chizkuni writes, Shabbatzeres, who dugmas matan Torah, mitargamin hadibros, when we're trying to replicate the event of matan Torah, that's what the laning of Shavuos is all about, to remind us of matan Torah. Then it says, mitargamin hadibros, and we translate the dibros into Aramaic. That's a separate discussion, not for tonight, although I came across something from Wolf Heidenheim, I'll refer to it a little bit later, that he mentions it looks like perhaps Akdomus is a holdover from that practice of translating the dibros into Aramaic. They used to translate line by line. Akdomus was the introduction. So we don't translate anymore line by line, but we do still say Akdomus. Anyway, but then he says as follows. So what, read it again. Shabbat Sarah Shadukmas Matan Torah. We're talking about dibros. Fine. Korin kol dibros lo yelecha v'chol dibros zocher b'neginos hagadolos. He doesn't call it Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. He uses the term neginos hagadolos as opposed to neginos haktanos. It's a different term. He doesn't say Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. Neginos Elyonos, Neginos Tachtonos. He says, Neginos Gedolos, Neginos Ktanos. He says, again, the difference he points out is Lo Yelecha and Zohar are read in Neginos Gedolos. Why? Lasos kol achas mehen posuk echod, she kol echod mehen dibra achas la'atzma. He says the fundamental difference is as follows, aside from the technical difference that I just showed you before. Pointing to the dibra of Lo, if you look on page 415, so the second of the Dibros, which starts Lo Yelecha, which is towards the end of the first line, is one long pasuk. Lo Yelecha, Himachim Afanai, Lo Sasalach Afesel, Tmuna, V'chule, V'chule, V'chule. All the way until the end of that paragraph, Lo Avai, Ulushomer, he says that's one grand pasuk. That's one big pasuk. That's how it is over there. If you look back in the original presentation of the Aseres Dibros in what we call the Tam Tachton, you'll see that that's four psukim, Gimel, Dalet, Hay, and Vav, on page 408. So you see the difference in the so-called Tam Elyon, what he calls the, you know, the Neginos Gedolos. So the second, what we call the second of the Dibros, Lo Yelecha, is one long pasuk. Whereas in the earlier presentation, it's four separate psukim, divided to four ordinary sized psukim. Likewise, if you take a look again back on 415 in the Tam Elyon, so Zohar Shema Shabbos Lekadcho, that's a long paragraph, one long pasuk. Zohar, Shema, Shabbos, Akadcho, Sheshim, Tavos, Sichol, Echtech, etc., etc., concluding, Alkein, Berach, Hashem, Shema, Shabbos, Akadcho. That's one long pasuk in what we call the Tam Elyon. Whereas, back on page this time, it'll be 410. That's, again, four psukim. Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud, Aleph. Four separate psukim, four separate ordinary-sized psukim. So says the Chizkuni, the Korin Kol Dibros Lo Yelecha, V'Chol Dibros Zohar, are read B'Neginos Hagdolos Lasos Kol Achas Mehen Posuk Echad, that each one is transformed into one big Posuk, Shekol Echad Mehen Dibra Achas La'atzmo, because each one is its own Dibur, right? And on the flip side, the Dibros Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov, Lo Sanek, Korin B'Neginos Haktanos, Lasos Dalad Psukim Shem Dalad Dibros. Take a look now on the flip side. Here you have in the original whatever it has in 410. Take a look in pasuk Yud Gimel. There's one pasuk. Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinov, Lo Signov, Lo Sanabrach Eichok. That's one pasuk in the so-called Tam Tachton. Whereas again, back on the other page, it's four separate psukim. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinov, Lo Signov, Lo Sanabrach Eichok. Each one is its own pasuk and not one long pasuk. So it's kind of the reverse. So what's the idea? So the basic difference, again, aside from the technicalities, is between the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton is that the Tam Elyon presents, what we call the Tam Elyon, presents the Aseres HaDibros as 10 statements. They're at 10 psukim. Now, it actually comes out to 9 because the first two Dibros are combined. I'll come to that presently. But for our purposes now is as follows. Aseres HaDibros, first of all, I should just point out as a side point, the English term Ten Commandments is not really an accurate translation of the term Aseres HaDibros. We don't call it the Aseres HaMitzvos, right? If you call it the Aseres HaMitzvos or Aseres HaChukim or something like that, not Chukim, but all of them, but if we had some nickname like that, so I don't, you know, the translation of Ten Commandments would be more accurate. Aseres HaDibros really means the Ten Statements. And as a side point again, the Chumash never calls it the Aseres HaDibros, they call it the Aseres HaDvarim. The Chumash Dvarim is called the Aseres HaDvarim. So where the term Dibros exactly came from is for another time, but we call it the Aseres HaDibros, and really the more proper translation, rather than Ten Commandments, is Ten Sayings or Ten Statements. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Jewish people, when Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, so he made 10 statements. So the Tam Elyon, that you have on page 415, divides them up into each of the so-called Dibros, is its own Pasuk. Whether it's short or long, it doesn't matter. It could be Lo Tirzach, or it could be Zochar Tam Yisrael Chatzos Sheishes Tamim, etc., right? So each one is its own Pasuk. Again, it's also to say there are actually more than 10 mitzvahs in the so-called Ten Commandments, because, again, as a side point, but just to pick the most obvious example, Shabbos has Zohar, Shabbos is one of the Ten Commandments, but it contains in it Zohar, Shabbos, Akadcho, which of course the Mitzvah of Kiddush, right, which is the Mitzvah of the Rice of Kiddush, and Lo Sasecha Malacha is the 39 Malachas. So, I mean, there you have, right in Shabbos, you have two Mitzvahs, actually, according to the reckoning of the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch, there are actually 15 Mitzvahs in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Aseres HaDibros. But anyways, so the Tam Elyon divides the Aseres HaDibros into 10 statements, whereas the Tam Tachton has a total, if I'm not mistaken, of 13 psukim. Yeah, there are 13 psukim, 13 ordinary sized psukim. So that's the most fundamental difference. And that is really what we'll explain, we'll come back to the Chizkuni in a second, so the other differences that I pointed out to you. For grammatical reasons, certain vowels in Hebrew, when they come at the end of a statement or at a point of pause, the vowel will change. The most prominent example that we know of that causes a tumult sometimes in the shuls at the Siddurim print is it Mashi Baruch Amar Geshem or Mashi Baruch Amar Goshem? Which is it? Is it Geshem or Goshem? Right? So many people prefer to say, Rav Soloveitchik and others prefer to say Geshem because it's not really the end of the statement, it's part of that list. It's all one list, the collection of lists, so it's not the end of a statement. Others say, no, the nature of the insert is that it's its own statement, so it should be a goshem at the end of the Mashiach or a goshem. Or the word Mitzrayim, when it appears at the end of the Pasuk, will be read Mitzroyim with a comma. So there are certain grammatical reasons for that. So that'll explain some of the differences here. You see, in the word Ponai is one such word. So therefore, in the Tam Tachton, we call the Tam Tachton, where that word ponai appears at the end of the pasuk, it becomes ponoi with a komatz. Lo yelachol imachrim al ponoi in the end of pasuk gimel becomes a komatz. But in the Tam Elyon, it's not the end of a pasuk; it's the middle of a pasuk, right? It's the middle of the dibur. It's lo yelachol imachrim ponai lo esasel chafes chol tmuna etc. So there's no need to make it into a komatz. So that's why there's that difference. Similarly, In terms of what I mentioned before about lo sirtzach as opposed to lo tirtzach, so in the Tam Tachton, so the trop is it's read lo sirtzach, mercha and tipcha go together. I'll explain this again very briefly. Certain Hebrew letters, when they appear at the beginning of a word, have a dogesh in it. When they don't appear in the middle, in the beginning of the word, they won't necessarily have a dogesh in it. So there's six such letters: beged, kefes, beis, gimel, dalet, chaf, pei, saf. Let's take saf. That's what we're dealing with now. At the beginning of the word, a sof is a tough sound, even if you're Ashkenazi. Okay, so we don't have tefillin, we have tefillin, right? We're not getting together for svila, it's for tefillah. You know, it's not tehillim, it's tehillim, right? It's even for Ashkenazim, right? So at the beginning of a pasuk, whereas in the middle of a pasuk, in the middle, at the beginning of a word, I mean, but in the middle of a word, it could be, or the end of the word could certainly be, a sof. So certain trop, certain of the cantillations, certain of the nigunim, the tam and mikra go together. When you have a mercha and a tipcha, so that becomes almost as though it's one word. It's not. Mercha and tipcha are so closely linked that it's almost like it's one word. Therefore, it's lo. In the tam tachton, it's lo sirtzach, is a mercha tipcha on it. So you read it lo, sirtzach, right? It almost becomes like one word. There's no pause between the lo and the tirtzach, or a very, 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 very minor pause. So therefore, it's not like the beginning of a new word, so it doesn't have a dogesh in it. But in the Tam Elyon, if you take a look where it's one short pasuk, the lo is a tibcha. Tibcha is somewhat of a pause sound. So it's low. Then you got to say Tirzach or Tigno or whatever it is, because it's kind of separated from the low. Okay, so that accounts for the difference. But all of this boils down to the idea that the Tam Elyon is a presentation of the Aseres HaDibros, with each Dibur having its own Pasuk, and the Tam Tachton are ordinary Pesukim. So now let's get back to the Chizkuni. So the Chizkuni says, so Korin Kol HaDibros Lo Yilach HaVachol Dibros Zoch Meneginos HaGedolos Lassus Klechar Men Pasuk Echad Shekol Lech Men Dibra Achas Atzmo Dibros Lo Sisach Lo Sinach Lo Signa Lo Sana Korin Meneginos HaKtanos Lassus Dalad Pesukim Shem Dalad Dibros, like we said. But when is this, says the Chizkuni, Ba'atzeres on Shavuos? When we lay in this aliyah, this part of the Torah on Shavuos. Aval, however, b'chodesh Shvat, in the month of Shvat, says Kishakorin b'parshas Yisro, Kishar Shabsos Hashona, when we lay in parshas Yisro as the regular parshas Shavuot, like we're up to now, like any other Shabbos, Korin lo yelecha b'zocha b'neginos haktanos, you read those long dibros, lo yelecha and zochas on Shabbos, with the neginos haktanos, again what we call the Tam Tachton, right? Lasos mikolachas ben dal psukim. They become like one pasuk. Because there's no such thing in the entire Torah as a pasuk with two words. Every pasuk has a minimum of three words. I think there are 14 psukim in the Torah that have three words. Some people are minig on Motzei Shabbos, among all the different minhagim, to say over all the psukim. There's some unusual minhagim. Motzei Shabbos, so one of them is to say over all the psukim. That have three, Vayeshev Yitzchak Begror, Harav Kaved Be'or. It's 14 such psukim. But they have three words. You never have a pasuk with two words, except here. And when you read the Tam Elyon, it's Lo Tirzach. That's a two-word pasuk. That's not a regular pasuk. So that's what he says. So in the month of Shvat, we lay Parshas Yisro. Then we read everything in the way it is in what we call the Tam Tachton. And it was Shvuas Dafke, Kemo Shivras Shemala, Gam B'Divus Anochu Lecho Yesh. Just on Shavuos. Then he adds what might be bothering some of you, because according to what we've been saying, there should have been a pause. Anocha Shem Elokecha Shehotzeisich Eretz Yisrael Veis Avodim should have been its own thing. If you count it up, it's only nine. So the nine psukim. Why is that? So Shavuos Dafka Kemo Shivras Shemala Gam B'Divus Anocha Lecho Yesh Negina Gdola That Tanon Why La Sosum Shteim Pasuk Echad Lezichon Shebidibur Echad Nemru. Because the first two dibros are different than the rest of the 10 dibros, because the people heard that directly. It was one sound. That's a whole different discussion. We showed them exactly how that worked. But somehow the first two dibros are of different nature. They were sort of said like Zohar Vishon with Dibur Echad. So also these were said in one dibur. Okay? And that's the Chizkuni. So that's the mokor for this practice.
He's saying that it's far. He doesn't base that on any other. He doesn't say anything else.
Not at all. Now, there is, I just realized I left it at home, so now you're going to have to take my word for it. There is a lengthy comment from the Trubas Masas Binyamin, Shal Shubas Masas Binyamin Simon Vov, where he goes, he quotes the Chizkuni. Masas Binyamin was the early Achronim, he was a blind. He has an interesting Truba about, a blind person getting Aliyah. You can see, it's one of these Trubas, you read the Truba, you saw he had difficulty, couldn't accept the fact that he wouldn't be able to have it. He became blind. He became blind later in life. He wouldn't be able to have an aliyah anymore. He saw that he's writing the Tshuva, how much it bothers him, and so very interesting. But anyway, so Masas Binyamin Simon Vov discusses this subject, and he goes on again. He mentions some of the comments that I made. So the later Achronim quote him. We'll just look in the Elia Rabba, for example. The Elia Rabba is in Orach Chaim, of course. It's commentary on Orach Chaim. Simon Kuf Mem Beis Sif Aleph, Sukkot Aleph. He writes, Yesh Likros B'Chag HaShavuos D'Nigan Elyon D'Yud HaDibros Shemalamed Mokom D'Rabbi Dibros Ein Choshesh Al Aschol HaSapsukim Mokom Siyuman HaPosu HaDibros Rishon Masra Anochim Sayim Lushom. It also goes through the whole order. Okay, Avol B'Shabbos Parshas Yisro V'Eschanan. However, on Parshas Yisro and on Baschanan also in Dvarim, we have the Seder Dibros presented again. Korin Benigan Atachton Melamed Al Aschol HaSapsukim Siyuman Uponai B'Komatz Tachason and so on. These differences that we mentioned, he refers to the Chizkuni, and refers to Kain Hotzos Mitamtzis Kavonas Tzuvos Masas Binyamin Sim Vov, who Herich Maot, he did. Elia Rabba just gives a nice little summary. The Masas Binyamin goes through each one of the things, he has like seven different sort of distinctions that, and I mentioned some of them to you. Similarly, the Balatanya. So what we have right now, again, is that there's a Tam Elyon and a Tam Tachton. The difference being, Shavuos is read one way, and Yisro and Voschanan the other way. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Balatanya, Shulchan Aruch Rav, in Simon Tov Tzadi Dalad, that's the very end of Hilchos Pesach, it's the one Simon about Shavuos. So in the Simon Ches, he writes, Vaseres Adibus, Yesh Beis, Min and Aginos, Echad Osem, Nikol Dibur Pasuk Echad, Apshu Aruch HaKatzamod. That one, whether the Tam Elyon makes out of every Dibur its own Pasuk, whether it's long or short. Right? He says as a side point again, explaining what we mentioned before. That's why they're linked together, even though two different dibros. Again, some of the things that we mentioned, right? It mentions the difference between the Tav and the Sav. Vasheni, in the other way of reading that was in Siftes. Osem anochi pasuk echad, umelo yilecha pasuk beis. Okay, lofiza hanun shall ponai become. You know, again, as we mentioned. Now says the Rav Shulchan Aruch in the Balatanya in Sif Yud, the Tam Beis Neginos, who shall the reason behind this? Who shall Rishon whom Sudar Lefi Hakosov, she Nichtav Kol Dibur VeDibur VeParsha Bifnei Atzma. Okay, if you look and they do it nicely here in the art school, they have it as it is in the Torah with the space in between. You see the space, you know, the psucha, the end of the paragraph concept that we have. So that's how they printed out here in the on page 415 in the Tom Elyon presentation. So it's written out. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Rishon, what we call the Tom Elyon, is Mesuda Lofi Akosov Shenichtav Kol Dibur VeDibur VeParsh VeNeatzma. Shemanochad Lo Siso Hi Parshachas Stuma VeDibur Echad VeChach Nasim Eno Posuk Echad. V'Chein Mizochad Lo Tirtoch. Okay, Amal Lo Tirtoch Lo Sachmo Nichtav VeDalad Parshas Stumos. Okay, V'Chein Dalad Diburim VeChach Nasim Dal Psukim. Right, this is the way it was. This is the way it is written. V'Hashen in Yud Aleph now Hu Mesuda Lofi Hakri. Shalainin Hakriya ain milo tirtzach ablo sachmon al pasuk echad bavad. And he sort of says it's almost like a Korean exiv in a way. We're usually accustomed to think of Korean. What's a Korean exiv? A Korean exiv, we have the word written one way, we mean it slightly differently. So a place like that in Chumash, the who and the he is very often a common Korean exiv. Sometimes it'll say hey vav olive, which we read as who, but it's read as he, right, or the other way around. So this is, or sometimes they say naro, they won't have a hey at the end. He says, well, Naro, so it's a dover, so Naro without a hey, but it's red Naro. There are many, many examples. I guess the most common example of the Korean Siv is the Shem Hashem. Right? I mean, Yud Kevav, okay, we read totally differently. We pronounce it Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. But there are many, many Korean Siv. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav said, this is sort of like a Korean Siv. It's written in the Torah, and it's called the Tam Elyon, and that trumped is, so to speak, the way it's written, but that's not the way it's read. And he says, because the truth of the matter is, he says we have a din, it refers to now in Sifyut Aleph, that you're not allowed to stop in a pasuk different than a Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol pasuk al pasuk Moshe, anan lo paskinan, al paskinan lay. Okay, so he says, Hainu she also lahafsik riyos legavim, we talk ensa pasuk zeh, afilu kashakar biyochid, she kol hafsakas hapsukim, heim alocha Moshe Mishinai, ve also lahafsik mokum shalo pasuk on a Moshe Mishinai, ve cheven she also lahafsik akri legavim, heim zedal parashat tanasalo, in ken gam kashakarim, be pa mechad, heim nikorim, be negin, heim echaberes, oson, lasu nikuram, pasuk echad, when it's read, it has to be read as one pasuk, if this is the way Moshe presented it, so we're not allowed to make a change, we're not allowed to change it. So that's the basic thesis of the Rav Balatanya. So he says at the end, he says, "Umikol makom the atzeres on Shavuos noagin likros b'tzibur b'harishon Tam Elyon lasos mikol dibur pasuk echad l'fi shabo b'yom nitnu atzeres adibros." It's on Shavuos that the atzeres adibros were given. L'chach kori also kemoshin nitnu kol dibur pasuk echad. Okay. But then he does here, so that's what he says on Shavuot. So when we come to Parshas Yisro, or when we come to Parshas Vayeshanan, or when we're learning it privately, or we're learning it in school or whatever, so then it's pasuk by pasuk by pasuk. In fact, it wouldn't be allowed to do it any other way because we're called pasuk by pasuk Moshe. You're not allowed to change the way Moshe stopped it. However, he says on Shavuot, when we're trying to, so to speak, I guess reenact Matan Torah, as it were, the Kriyas HaTorah for Shavuot. The Rav Zalman had a whole essay about the function of Kriyas HaTorah and Yontif. It's printed in the Shirum L'Zecher Ab Mori, the Blue Svarim. So I think in the first volume is an essay on what the nature of Kriyas HaTorah and Yontif is. So Kriyas HaTorah and Yontif were recreating or reenacting Mamad Har Sinai and Mount Taurus to there. L'fi Shabo B'yom Nidna Sadi was L'chach Korn Zol Kamo Shanit Nikol Dir Pasuk Echad. He does here, though, be Ish Nogin Likos B'tzivu Arishon La'olam Af B'Shavus Parshas Yisro or B'Shavus Parshas Hanan. Some people, And it is the practice around here, I think, is that even on Yisro and Mitzchanan, we lay the Tatam Elyon also, even on, not only on Shavuos. I think that...
Just to understand what's happening here. The Dibot were given as a Dibba, like Lo Tirtzach, not enough.
Right.
But Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down as one passage.
Right.
Lo Tirtzach, not enough, together.
That's what it looks like, yeah. That's what the Baal HaKhan is saying. Why did he do it that way? I mean, see, this touches, and now we have to go into that in greater detail another time. I once prepared some material about it. What exactly, what voice did, who heard what voice? What did they hear? In other words, because there are conflicting, there's a discussion about it in the Ramban, the Ram and the Monobuchim discuss it, Yosef Abel discuss it, the Malbim discuss it, a lot of discussion about it. I once printed up a little source book that collected some of the Mekoros on this issue of what exactly, who heard what, and how did they hear it. Some say they didn't hear any words. Barbanel has an interesting essay about it. The Gemara Neder Makkah said the first two they heard, but the rest, that's why it's Torah Tzilon Moshe. Torah 6:11, the other two is that we heard directly. What does that mean, we heard directly? So I know what you're getting at. It's an interesting question. Who heard exactly? But Moshe may have heard it as Dibros, but it was put together as Psukim. That's what the Baal HaTanya seems to be saying. Okay. Just in terms of the nickname Tama and Tam Tachton, it's
interesting.
The
reason that they put two different Tama, one
it's interesting. So there's a sefer I picked up, I don't know, a long time ago in Eretz Yisrael, I think, called the Tameh HaMikro, which has a lot of different things about some of the things that we've shown him right in charts, and you know, some of the interesting things about some of these rules. So he has, starting on page Ayin Dalet, he has a collection of different discussions from different Gedolim, generally Achronim, really, on the subject of Tameh and Tam Tachton. So the very end of that section, on page Kuf, he summarizes, and some of these we'll see shortly, but he summarizes five different, writes as follows, Ha'ara, Me'achar sh'benidon tam kriya sh'nei sugiya tam and sh'al sefer, echad b'shem elyon ha'shem tachton, rabu b'chiluke deyos shonos. What's the nickname tam elyon and tam tachton? Well, just explain the reason behind the nickname. So he says, I'm going to summarize the five different presentations. So he says, in the name of Reish Zayin Hei, doesn't mean the Baal HaMor of Zachar Levi, it's of Zalman Henna, in a sefer called Shari Tzvila. He says, Elyon, and this is exactly what Henna just said, Shekein Nemru L'Moshe Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Elyon. The Tam Elyon was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elyon. Tachton is B'Bechinas Ma She'omer Moshe L'Yisrael L'Mata. Psukim. Right? So that's definitely Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton according to him. A second approach, that's Yaakov Emden, he quotes from the Sefer Luach Eres, and also Yaakov Mechabib and Ein Yaakov, both of which we'll see a little bit in a moment. Elyon, Tam Elyon, is Manginos Gevohos, Vekolos Chazokin. Higher pitched or higher going sounds and stronger sound. There are a lot more in the Tam Elyon, and that's what, when I was a kid, that's what I always thought Tam Elyon meant. A lot of Kadmov Azlaws and Pozer, you know, a lot of the more, you know, the more exciting trop, as opposed to the, you know, the old Mapach Pashto and Merchotipto, you know. The Tam Elyon, you have a lot of Kadmov Azlaws and Pozers and all the dramatic ones. That's what it basically says. It's called Tam Elyon, Minigines Gvos, Kos Chazam, Tachton, Minigines Nemuchos, Kos Chaloshim. Another suggestion from Yaakov Emden, Elyon is Mima'alos. You know, some of the trup is written on top of the word, and some of the trup is on the bottom of the word. So the Tam Elyon, huh? Yeah, well, that may be the reason why. I mean, that's correct. But the Tam Elyon, he says, has more of those that are written on top, and the other one, Tachton, Tachatos. Then he quotes the famous Wolf Heidenheim, the great Baladikta, the great scholar, you know, the Medaktik and the Sidurim and Chumashim. So, and the Tam Elyon is Mishamish Lamala Misof HaMamor. Okay, Haina Lamala Mitzvir Tivcha. Uchmoshe Gam Tam Abol Amala Misof HaTeva Nikra Mila Eil. And Tachton is from the Sof HaMamor Eitzo HaSnacht of HaSiluk. Certain trop are more for an earlier part of the Pasuk. Okay, and certain trop is more for a later part of a pasuk. So he says, Tam Elyon is like the word mil'el. In Hebrew, certain words in Hebrew, many Hebrew words, the accent is on the second syllable. But sometimes, you know, even though we don't pronounce it that way, but it's really Moshe, and these, you know, as opposed to Moshe. When we talk colloquially, we lay, we should pronounce it correctly. But when we talk, so sometimes you have a word that's mil'el, where properly in Hebrew, it's, let's say, tachas. So tachas is mil'el. You don't say tachas, it's tachas. Right, so it's Mil'el. So he says certain words are Mil'mala.
Come on, come on.
Yeah.
When
he said the Korah Torah, instead of Bachar, yeah. There are other examples here. Okay, anyway. Yeah, so then, Tachton, Mishan, Sofa, Maimon. And lastly, he has another one from the Rav Heidenheim.
Bachar Banu is Mel'el. In other words, the Gesh, the emphasis is in the beginning of the word.
It changes, you know, sometimes it changes. I mean, the classic example is it changes the meaning. You have, you know, there's a pasuk Rashi points out Chumash, Rachel Ba'a Imatzon. Now, Ba'a can mean came already or was coming, like we have in the Megillah, Ba'erev he in Megillah Esther. Ba'erev he Ba'a. Right, she would come at night. Huh? Loki Shabbat, right? So it's sometimes it'll make a difference in the meaning. You know, it's a bigger thing to correct than S and Ace. People jump on that. But this is a bigger problem. Okay, anyway, and the last thing, quotes in the Chizkuni, he says, Elyon is Nikra Gam B'Shem Neginos Gedolos, Ki Mishamash Psukim Gedolim. Tom Elyon, according to Gedolos, because therefore the law is longer Psukim. And Tom Tach, the Nikra Gedolos, Ki Mishamash Psukim Tanim. Okay, so those are some of the reasons behind the nickname Tom Elyon and Tom Tachton. Just to see some of the discussion I mentioned before, we look back in this sefer, in the Ein Yaakov, we just referred to. Well, it's interesting. Because if you look carefully in the Chizkuni, I kind of blipped over it on purpose, but if you look carefully in the words of the Chizkuni, you have it there. He says, where is the Tom Elyon? And Rolf Heidenheim makes this point. Just on those two psukim, he mentioned Leilcha and Zohar. And the rest is in the Ginus Tana, so it's not quite as 100% parallel to what we call Tom Elyon and Tom Tachton. So it works for him. All right, anyway, in the Ein Yaakov, on the Medrash, Ein Yaakov is on the Agadat Gemara says Ein Yaakov on the Yerushalmi Shkolim. There's no Bavli in Shkolim. Shkolim is the one Masechta which we do learn in the Daf Yomi, Daf Yomi Bavli. The Shkolim, it's printed with a Bavli, but in the Ein Yaakov on the Yerushalmi Shkolim, Perek Vav, in Os Lamed, is a long essay relating to Aseres Hadibros. You see here how it was written. He prints it one way and upside down. Mizeh Mizeh Heng Shnuk. So when I first saw it, I thought it was a mistake, but it's not. It's trying to show you how the how it was written. Anyway, so the Luchos, the whole essay regarding the Luchos in the middle, he says, Vatam, you know, towards the end, about the Oslamid, he writes, Vatam ha'amiti l'chol zem enforsum. She'esh beiz kriyos b'yud dibro, so echad kishakari yachid b'en l'ben atzmo. So then, enam adaktek likos kol dibro dibro f'ne atzmo. And I'm a chalek ha'psukim, k'seder kriyoso, v'dibro lo yilacha, shu aruch osem menu, psukim rabim, v'chein zorchaz on Shabbos, v'dala dibro sachonim, shu tanim osem kulim posuk echad. He says, when you're studying Torah, you're learning as an individual, or you're reading it as a yachid, so then you break it up with psukim like everything else. Aval hakari b'tzibur, when you're laying in shul, tzorach sheyikra kol dibur v'dibur v'nei atzol, bein sheya dibur gadol, okay, or where it doesn't make a difference. So, and then it will change the other things we mentioned. So this Ein Yaakov already does not draw any distinction between Shavuos and the other time. He seems to draw a distinction only between yachid and tzibur. When you learn Yochid, let's say, I don't know, you're studying Shai Mikra, Chatak, whatever you're doing, so you do a Pasuk by Pasuk, right? When you're reading, when you're learning. But in the Tzibur, you do it the other way. So he already, this is a source, the Ein Yaakov, it's called the Perish HaKosev. It's from Rabbi Yaakov ibn Chabib, the author of the Ein Yaakov, who compiled it, so he has his comment on the side, Perish HaKosev. So he has that, he does, as whereas the Chizkuni seem to present that it's on Shavuos. And Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav seemed to agree, although he acknowledged the other minig, the Yerushalmi, the commentary on this Yerushalmi in Shkolim, the Perashat Kosev Nein Yaakov, says that it's a din in Yochid and Tzibur. Just to look at a couple of other comments regarding this, so in this the same Sefer Tam Yerkos, I said he's Malakai different things, so he quotes this essay from the Sefer Shari Tfila from Zalman Henna, it's in Shin Chofei, so he has it here, but I don't have the Sefer, I have what he quotes here. So he mentions his folly. He talks about Tam Elyon. He says, "Ki ineh svardim nogin liko neginas Tam Elyon b'tzibur, v'neginas Tamas tachton korim b'chidus." He said, "That's the meaning of the svardim." Rabbi Yaakov ibn Chaviv was a svardi, so that would work out well with the, you know, this Ein Yaakov. And he said, "Well, it was a story." He quotes from a certain sefer that somebody asked what it is, and so he gave his answer. But he says, "I don't think it's correct." This Zalman Henna. He said, "I was just trying." And he quotes the Masas Binyamin that I referred to earlier. But he said, "I don't understand. Yeah, how can you read it that way? But Tzibur was with putting up the psukim against the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it. In Cain, me hitil yochad le tzibur laharfos achazuk lahachzik arofa. If it's supposed to be lo tirtzach, how can you say lo tirtzach? Well, what's going on? Who? What do you mean? It's a tzibur. Ki ain't sofik sheechem am yikosh lo kedin. One of them is going to be wrong. The lekel amemur shezeu dina yochad zeu dina tzibur. What is such a thing? Shum duch. He says ain't elu dira nevuah. That's fantasy." Right, he says very nice that this Rav said he doesn't agree with it. Where do we find that something's read differently when you read it the Yechidus, you read it the Tzibur? The word is what it's supposed to be, whatever it is. So how can he make a distinction? The Suad, Aran Kaimelon, Kol pasuk or paske moshan al paskin alei. Kedisa megillah daf chaf beis. Oh, you can't just make a stop. So again, how can we do such a thing? Me hitel yochem lipsok pasuk zeh lechamisha pasukim. You divide it up into other pasukim. Doesn't think it's all correct. And therefore, and in parshas Yisro and parshas Chana, how can we do it? On the other hand, he says, if you're going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu did it the other way, he came meet on the Chag Shavuos to read it the other way. What's going on? Anyway, he goes on to explain. We'll read he has a whole essay about it. We'll just read to his conclusion. He mentions also very similar to what we read in the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, about the kind of a Kri Yiksiv. He says, "Umanim lachen amasku yasi lo midatu kizosi asiba ba'atzma v'rocha shemi natami shavaseres adibros ki gam heima l'siba shtei ha'bechinos ha'ela retzoni lama bechinos ha'kriya v'aksiva." He mentions also sort of like this kri ksiv kind of situation. And at the end of his piece, he says, "It's my opinion that when we read, whether it's Yisro or whether it's Rishchanon or whether it's Shavuos, we always read in the tam tachton. That's the kri." You read it tam tachton, okay? The ksiv it may be tam elyon, okay? But the kri, this is the way it's always read tam tachton. Doesn't matter when it is. And he writes, he goes to Tishvi, Iyasher Cheli, it will be up to me, he quotes that's the proper thing. Moshe Omram I'll just read it. Tam tachton is b'chinas sh'amar Moshe Yisrael amata. Ata kar maska amod b'zbonu mashadikta k'psikta lomar aval Moshe Omram b'yachad k'kar b'sefer d'mash mashmas gomash ha'kore b'sefer tzorech l'char b'ar b'psokum ala b'yachad retzon lomar likos arbatam v'pasuk echad. You have to read those lo sitzach lo sinav as one pasuk. V'hainu b'chinas ha'kri v'lo b'chinas ha'ksiv. V'havein zeh ki hutru b'zeh kol ha'sveikos. And he says, Shamati Magid Emes Manshem Dinas Poland, Sheesham Kiel Achaz Dinas Poland, Nogim Al Pimina Kadmon Likos Tomid Bitala Tachton. The Ei Asher Cheli, if I had the strength, if I had the ability, Era Levato Minigzem Ashenogim Ashkenaz Likos Bechagashus Binaginas Tam Elion. If it was up to me, I'd Levato Ho Minig. The Era Lahati Kuntra Zel Shoko Bechol Glu Yisrael. I'd like to send this essay to all the Jews and all around. Ulay askimu b'zeh v'yikbu aloch l'doros likos tomid b'tam ha'tachton. It's always be b'tam ha'tachton, as we said. Well, Yaakov Emden got a hold of this thing and disagreed. Mikatz al-Katz, he felt very strongly the other way. He disagrees with this. This is in a sefer called Luach Eres, which is in Siman Tov Samach Beis. He disagrees with this. He says you don't need to get into the whole machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu, why not just say, you're worried, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? It's simple. Meikara, Moshe Rabbeinu Oshom, hochi taknilu, psuke kriyas tzibu l'chud, psuke kriyas yoch l'chud. What's the problem? That's the way it was originally announced. What are you getting all excited about? This is the way Moshe set it up in the first place. And indeed, a little bit later, again in his essay, he writes, ki acha she'emes Torah darka, she'shnei ofane kriyas shalaser, there was gam heim aloch l'moshe Sinai. They're both part of the aloch l'moshe Sinai here, that's all. Shneiam lo levatol nimtzu. Sometimes it's read like this, Kilishtamish Ben Balfanim Shonim Kochabo. This is the way it was set up. And therefore, he says, Bitsibur, you have to read it the way Hashem said it. Bitsibur, Tzorch Likos Davka Dibas Koshen Chalukos Mitchiloson, Kishnem Rupiah Gvura. And in a Yachid, you read it the other way. He doesn't understand what the whole problem is, and he disagrees entirely. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what he says. Yeah, he says both of these are. Not the tunes, but the. Well, there's a question. Is it going to begin in Megillah, huh?
Isn't there arguments about the Kriyas also?
Right, yeah. And it also, again, it says, what does it say? In the beginning of Megillah, Elu, I forgot what it's called, Vayavino B'mikra, Elu Pisuk Tamim, I think. So they dodged it from there. But I think it's class of Allah, Moshe Messina. Yeah, so that's Rev, yeah. Tamelion. We'll explain. No, he doesn't. So he doesn't make that chiluk. I mean, he seems to say that you could do it, which is by the way what we do. I mean, I think around here, and most Ashkenazim do it that way. Right? We would say that's
what Tzibur do.
Tam Elyon all the time.
All the time.
Not in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think. I think in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning more widespread is I think that they do. I think that it's only gone. Shavuos, right? I think only like the Cheskuni said. I think that the Zolagon is like that in. Instead of the Baal Tanya, seems to prefer that. We'll see. We'll just see halacha ma'aseh. And we'll see one other thing. He also quotes, I say, from Wolf Heidenheim. Yeah, well, we're going to see shortly that's going to be related. Okay. He mentions, I won't have time to read through everything he says. He quotes at the end of Heidenheim says, "Kein hoye minig bnei Ashkenaz me'olam likos b'tame oyam b'shulas davke." Kedas Rav Chizkun v'lo b'Shabbos Parshas v'lo b'Shabbos Parshas Chanan. That was the original minig. He says, "Achshav rubam tofsu minig svard asher zik b'shit Rav or Torah likos olam b'tame oyam b'tzibur b'tame tavkom yof." Which I think is correct around here, although again not necessarily in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so these are some of the you know some of these of these essays. Let me just mention in terms of the halacha or the minhagim. So the Morgan Avraham in the Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet we mentioned before. That's the okay. The Morgan Avraham at the beginning. I don't bother. I'll read in the Shabbat. The Morgan Avraham at the beginning of Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet has it's not a sifkotni. Has a whole thing before Sifkotni Aleph. Because he's not really commenting on what the Shulchan Aruch says. Sifkotin, what? Sifgadol. Yeah, but I don't really call it. There's no number. It's just introduction, right? So he talks about why Shavuos is called the Zman Antarasena, the famous Kasha, you know, because it's not really according to the way it calculates. It was an extra day. Okay, anyway. So at the end, he mentions this business about Tamil, and he quotes the Masa Binyamin, but we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch himself said, the Mechaber just, he doesn't go into any of this, at all, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph. One in a second. Here it is. You read Barishon Korin Barishon Chamisha Bechodesh Hashlisha at Sof HaSeder. You begin reading Bechodesh Hashlisha at the beginning of a Parak Yud Tes in the middle of Parashas Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Gimel the Korin Adibus B'Tam Elyon. The Ayin B'Bir Alocha should be Arti Beruchas. He says, look in the Bir Alocha. So we'll look in the Bir Alocha, and he says. He goes to the whole thing, which again I'm not going to read everything again. It says like from the Balatanya he quoted. Anyway, he says Zeo Tochen Shen Aginos meaning at the end of Al Kain. The Shavuos No Agin Likos B'Tzibor Rishon. Behind him, B'Tam Elyam Asos Mikol Dibur Pasuk Echad. Or Vishibavayom Nitnu Asos Adibros. Or Parshas Yisro. Parshas Chanan. Karan Af B'Tzibor Tama Tachton. But V'Yesh No Agin Likos B'Tzibor Olam B'Tam Elyam. Behind him, Af B'Parshas Yisro. Parshas Chanan. Rakayochad Akor Latzva Kor B'Sheni. So that's like the Balatanya. The Shabura mentions said both of the Minhagim, and evidently, I mean, you know, people have to be machzik their own particular minig. In the Kaf HaChaim and Sfaradik Posek and Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet, so he writes in Oschof, he mentions about reading it in the Tam Elyon, but he writes us in Shabbos Parshas Yisro Karm B'Tam Tachton, and he mentions some of the differences. But again, he quotes again as Kedarko. He quotes all the different poskim. He mentions one that minig haposher yom likos b'sefer Torah b'tzibur b'neginus gedolos bein b'atzeres bein b'shabbos Yisro. Okay, velikos gam posher anochim b'neginus gedolos ki kein kachol b'chol sfarein animsim etzlein ayom b'tus posher anochim b'shnei minig tamim adkanoshon. You know, combining the first two psukim. I will tell you the following. I know it happens to be that Parshas Yisro by Bar Mitzvah Sedra, so I learned the Bar Mitzvah Sedra, so we learned it in the Tam Elyon. Of course, I follow what it said in the Chumash Elik on page 415. When I was studying in Gush Etzion, Shivat Har Etzion, so there was a fellow there by the name of Rabbi Avi Kuperman, who was maybe a nephew of Rabbi Kuperman from, it was in Mechlala, a long time ago, originally from Ireland, right? Yeah, who wrote a beautiful edition of the. What?
Was that?
He's a what?
He's
a tzai.
Oh, is that
right? Yeah, that's why he did it. I thought the Neshachom, I didn't know that. Okay. Maybe the director, maybe a relative somewhere. I think that. Double check. I thought the Neshachom had no children. But anyway, okay, maybe I mixed up. Or maybe he had no children alive when he died. Maybe there were, because there's a. I remember reading in the Hagdom of Neshachom that when he died, so they, the Raga Trouble was still alive. They lived in Davinsk. And. Agatrava said they should get a minion, they bring the Oren into the house, and the people say Kaddish, they always don't want to say Kaddish. Anyway, he put out a beautiful edition. Anyway, so his nephew, I think, he was a big Baal Diktuk, and he was in charge, when you leaned in the yeshiva, so whoever was leaning in the yeshiva had to lean Friday night first to him. That was the rule, before he would let you go up on Shabbos morning. So I think it was on Shavuos that I somehow ended up leaning, because when I went to Shavuos, I said, so... Right, exactly. That's exactly what it was. So I leaned for him. So he said to Lane the first, and Avraham Lichtenstein apparently agreed, to Lane the first of the Aseres HaDibros as an independent pasuk. like a quote-unquote Tam Elyon. But you'd read the first pasuk in the Tam Tachton so that it becomes its own pasuk and not to combine it. And I saw others mention that that possibility as well. The Rav Hagnon mentioned. Okay, let me just finish up here. Period. Even and then go to the Tam Tachton. Then go to the Tam Elyon. That's what they told us to do over there. So again, every person follows the
Rav. Yeah. Takes away that whole Indian.
The idea that they're both said at once. Yeah, that's what everybody defended. But anyway, that's what he felt on his research. Anyway, I'm just quoting another opinion. Somebody told me tonight, I happened to see a fellow in the yeshiva, we had Mishma in the yeshiva, so I asked the guy, I know he's a Yekir. So when I didn't get a chance to look it up when I got home, I was trying, what is their meaning? So he told me he was pretty sure that the meaning of Frankfurt Amman was Mamish Fakert. Was it the fact that they, that they lay in the Tam Elyon Yisro and was Chana and Tam Tachman and Shu, is that right? That's check with your father. I think that and they laid the dafka the other way. They laid. That's what he told me. That in Frankfurt am I? But no, their meaning is probably from the Maharil or something. You have to double check. That's what this fellow told me. I seem to remember. I didn't get a chance. Double check. That's what this fellow told me. They're different minhagim. I just want to finish up with one interesting thing. First of all, just in terms of minhagim, so it's interesting that in the Nefesh Harav. So Rav Shechta quotes in terms of the Rav. This is in the first day of Nefesh Rav. It's on page Kuf Mem Aleph. He has different things about Kriyas HaTorah in the Likutei Hanhagos. Kriyas HaTorah Os Yud Beis on page Kuf Mem Aleph. He writes Rabbeinu Sifer Heich Shagrach Tzav Chaim Brisker and Agan Rosh Hashanah Veichik Zal Lo Hiniach Likra Aseres Hadibros Betama Elyon ever. Apparently the minig Rav Chaim in Brisk and somebody told me the minig I think in Brisk Yeshiva today in Yerushalayim. Is they always read in the Tam Tachton, never, not Shavuos, not Yisro, not Vashana, only Tam Tachton. Huh? Yeah, like, who was it? Hilzheimer, yeah. Heidenheim, yeah. So, he says that, why, like the first guy, like the Shari Tzul, the Chol Psukim, the Paschim Moshe, based on that practice that we don't chop up the Psukim. And that's it, they never read in the Tam Elyon. That's what he quotes of Chaim and the Moshe Salvechik also. However, yeah, but they make there are exceptions where we chop a pasuk means. So a lot of people didn't. Like, Chaim Elojna made a big fuss about the by Kiddush, by Erev Avoka Yom Hashishi. So he started by Yar Lakimas Kol Asher Sovin. He told by Erev Avoka he would not split it up. But Mizosat Torah is another one. So the truth is, I remember reading the Chaim Elojna. He said, no, you can say the Mizosat Torah Asher Sovin Osher Vnei Yisrael. That's a pasuk. Period. This Alpi Hashem Yad Moshe comes elsewhere. So I think Rav Chaim Elojna, they say, if you want to say Alpi Hashem Yad Moshe, say the whole pasuk. Alpi Hashem Yisuv, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, that's Mishmeres Hashem Shamoru, Alpi Hashem Yad Moshe. I do it that way, that's my little thought. So it's, he said to say the whole pasuk. Okay, you're right, there are other exceptions, and because we're not really saying it as a pasuk per se. But anyway, that's how the Briskas did it. That's in Nefesh Harav. In Mitmine Harav, the second volume, it's on page Mem Gimel, of the second volume of the Rav Hanhoges. So he has in Os Dalid, quoting from Rabbi Mendel Gopin from Connecticut, the Boston Tamid Nagu Likros Betama Elyon Lechud Bein B'Yomta Shal Shavuos Bein B'Parshas Yisro Bein B'Parshas Aschana. So although the Rav said that the Chaim's minig and his father's minig was never to read the Talmud, apparently the shul in Boston they always read it. Ubishonim Hachronos, listen to this one. Ubishonim Hachronos in the later years Hinig Rabbeinu. Shalach, the typical rough move. Shalach, shegoma habal kriya likro tchila b'tam elyon chazar od pam l'slahaschos as dibros l'karm b'tam atachton. They would read that says dibros twice, once in tam and tam tachton. It's like yisachar and yisoschar, right? I mean,
so
read
it
twice.
Sense. Yeah. For first volume, Rav really was,
right.
But he
100%. No, it definitely makes sense.
It's like Rotrusky once wrote, yeah. The Rav was very tolerant. More
right.
Tolerant than his father.
Right, they didn't show him, the shul did it.
He says, yeah, he says, if my father was here, he wouldn't let you do, I forgot, were you here? It was something to, by a priest to do, Right, he says, my father wouldn't be so tolerant to let you do it.
But I'm more tolerant.
But I'm more tolerant
yes,
than
that's
you do
what
it.
He says. But what's interesting is, then in later years, he instituted, I guess, he felt this, he had to read it, I never saw him read that, says it was twice. We've seen people both five shorim, and we've seen people, do other things, Yisachar and Yisachar twice, and they're not to read that Saras Dibas Sukkah.
I'm anyway.
Yeah, in a Chana, yeah, but it changes the, all right, whatever, that's what he said. So that's what it, but what's interesting is as follows, and this will finish. Just an interesting, it's to defend, relates to our minig. In the first volume, the very first volume of Nesorah, the journal from the Orthodox Union, so they have stuff from the Rav, so on page Yud Zayin, he has a question about Amida Be'ez Priyas HaSeres HaDibros. This is a whole different discussion, we'll give a share about it another time. the whole tumult. The common practice in many shuls is that people stand when they get there. Even people normally stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so they stand. But even the people who don't normally stand for Kriyas HaTorah, but they stand up for Kriyas HaTorah by Aseres HaDibros. So that's a whole discussion. The Rambam wrote a tshuva where he was extremely opposed to this practice. The Rambam, why? Because I'll just give you a brief background because it's late and I, you know, it's a subject by itself, really. But the Gemara in Brochus says, in Daf Yud Beis, and it's really a... There used to be a practice that the Aseres HaDibros were recited every day as part of davening. Brochus Krishma. Huh? A different thing. But the Aseres HaDibros were always read as part of, it relates actually to the, because it was a meaning problem later. But the, originally Aseres HaDibros were part of the davening, part of Birchas Krishma. Aseres HaDibros. However, the Gemara says that there began to be apikursim minim who said that evidently the Ten Commandments are, we don't really believe in God, we don't believe in the whole Torah of just the Ten Commandments. And by us, the Ten Commandments, as says Nibos, they're part of Torah, right? They're just part of Torah. And they're no more important as mitzvahs. Yes, they're headline in a certain sense. Sadia Gaon, his whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, then, you know, every mitzvah is sort of subsumed under one of the Aseres HaDibros. Rashi Shofar Hirsha has an essay on the Parsha Yisro about how, you know, these particular commandments form a kind of a general guideline. But basically, it led to...
Why wouldn't you just say it's Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yidei Mipi Moshe?
At least the first, right, but in terms of its value to us, in terms of our obligation to observe it, it's no different. You know, we don't have to observe these mitzvahs any more than the other mitzvahs. That's what I mean.
No, It does highlight
itself. Oh, no doubt. But I'm saying, but it led to the idea of saying it led credence to the claim that the rest of the Torah, that's all the rabbis and Moses, you know, made up. But the rest of it, this, we believe in that. So, b'fei tarumas haminim, the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Brachos, they eliminated Aseres HaDibros from the daily service. Okay.
So,
we're getting rid of the. Oh, we're getting rid of the statue. Yeah, right. Okay. I don't want to give any more credence. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So the Rambam says, Memela, if you're going to never stand for Kriyas HaTorah and suddenly you stand for the Aseres HaDibros, so then you're doing the exact same thing that the Gemara says not to do. I mean, the Gemara's point is going to give the credence to this position. And the Rambam really goes, very, very strongly, and he says that it's going to confuse people, it's bad for Emunah and so on, and in fact, he even says in that Tshuva, that's what the Tshuva he writes, and don't tell me this is something that lots of people do and therefore we should do it. If lots of people were sick, we don't tell the healthy person, you know, you should get sick too. Right? If there's somebody doing something with that, that's the Rambam writes in that tshuva. Okay, so now, the Rav writes in this is quoted here in this Masorah, V'yeshus mo'ah, the Chayman, the Harambam gar, b'chol tokef. The Rambam was so angry, with all of, you know, with all of his might, against this, b'minag ha'amidah b'shavs k'zebos, ha'ech zeshni spashim, b'minag zebos, b'chol ha'kilos, k'negev sakar ha'am, I'm not who disregarded it, everybody does it anyway. All over the world, everybody stands up. So you know, everyone disregards the Rambam. Okay, so it's like, you know. So the Rav writes, again, they say over in the Rav as follows. Asher nir levar b'zeh, the Harib Aseres HaDibros, mivada tam tach, n'yesh b'zeh gam tam alayam. Fine, explains a little bit of the difference. Psukim HaDibros, like we said. And he writes as follows. So what's happening by Kriyas HaTorah? When we read Kriyas HaTorah, so Eino Chanami, when we're laning, so we have to read the psukim as they are psukim. And kol psuk, the lo paskim, oshan lo paskinan. But lochein b'kriyas HaTorah da'alma, the havikiyam shel Talmud Torah, ordinarily we lane any other Shabbos, a kiyam in Talmud Torah, so Torah shvachsav, right, b'rabim, kol ha'kriyam is chalekas, we psukim, we always divide up the whole Torah based on psukim. However, ulam, so that's all year long. So if you read, and we read psukim, so you have to do it. It's part of the Kima Talmud Torah. Then what are you going to stand up for that for? But, he says, when you're reading as the Aseres HaDibros, so what are you doing there? There you're not doing it out of Talmud Torah. You're doing it out of recreation, a recreation or a reenactment of our Sinai. So he says, when Ulam, Lefimin Agenu, Shanu Karim Aseres HaDibros, Betama Elyon, Muchach the ain't the kiyum rugged the Talmud Torah. This is not just a din Talmud Torah. Ukriyas Torah Shul Sabu Vad. Elakiyum the Kriyas Dibros, Zechel Amavar Sinai. Asher Al Kain, Mishalechas Akrila Dibros, Lolipsukim. Okay, so therefore he says like this, very sharp. He said, when you read the Tom Elyon, you are by definition saying that what we're doing here is not a din Talmud Torah. We're not just learning now. And in which case it would indeed be inappropriate to stand for these psukim any more than for any other psukim. But when you read the Tam Elyon and you're dividing up the Psukim as Dibros, you're recreating Mamet Har Sinai, and you're standing up as a commemoration of what happened in Har Sinai. You're not standing up to give covet to these Psukim more than anything else. It says in this week's Sedra, Vayis Yatzu B'Sachtisar, they stood at the foot of the mountain. So Mamela, we stand when we read these Psukim. So if you're going to read it as the Tam Elyon, so when you read it with the Tam Elyon, so you're reading it as a recreation of Har Sinai, so you have to stand up for that. Not as covet for the Psukim, but also Zechel Mamet Har Sinai. So many communities they read in Yisroel Maschan and Tam Tachton, because there it's just the mitzvah of Kriya Talmud Torah. So therefore, it would seem to there perhaps, you know, that it's not done as a Zeich, it's done as Talmud Torah, as opposed to on Shavuos, as he says, when you read it for Tam Elyon, so then you're doing it to, you know, you're doing it to recreate Har Sinai. We who, as I said, is the widespread minhag today, at least around here, that we always read the Tam Elyon, even on Yisroel Maschanan, so in Mele we also stand up. That's how the Rav justifies the minhag. Okay, v'nira. The Mashagor HaRambam b'tshuvos v'elo omd b'shas kriyas aseres dibros hu mishum d'haminim tonim d'shan aseres b'shar chalkei Torah. Right? But that's only when they read it with Tam Tachton, like the rest of the Torah. But since we already do this with the Tam Elyon, which is Al Minig Dan, Shanu Karim with Tam Elyon, as a Zeich Lamam and Arsinai, O as Nimtza de Masha Anu Omdim, Eno Kedei Liharos Yisron, O Chashivus Miuchedas Aseres Adibros, Al Sharkal Torah Kula. We're not standing to show the greatness of these two of those rest of the Torah. No. Elam Mishum Da Omdu Bishas, Mamad Arsinai Betachtar. And therefore, we also want to commemorate it. It's the Zeichel of Mamet Har Sinai. So the Rav links the two things together. Since our minig is to read with Tam Elyon, so then it makes sense to allow people to stand up. Now, I know in some shuls, they're still a little nervous about it, so they tell, you know, maybe you should stand for the whole Aliyah. You should, you know, I don't know if it really solves the problem necessarily, but
according
to this, it does.
It's really problematic.
So I take the easy way out of my shul. I don't say anything, but if people do this, I don't instruct anyway, because it's different minhagim. Whatever people do, they'll stand, they'll sit. But again, I think that's a beautiful justification of the minhag to stand against the Rambam, because we are highlight again by Shavuos for sure, and even according to Amini Yisroel Maschanan, we're not laying them just as psukim, we're laying them as a recreation, a reenactment of Mamet Har Sinai. Therefore, we can stand because we do it in the Talmud. Okay, everyone, have a good Shabbos.
It sounds like the